Melody with special greetings to each one of you. A friend of mine wrote this letter from Germany at Christmas time. Joe wrote, "Howdy. Well, it's that time of year that I've always looked forward to with expectation and joy. Christmas. A time of candy, pine trees, tinsel, Christmas paper, pumpkin pie, 5 a.m., etc. And the celebration of the day that our Lord came to this earth in the form of a lowly child, born in the poorest of circumstances, hated by the religious leaders of his time, scorned by his countrymen, deserted by his friends. This man was Jesus. This man was God. This part of the year, especially the 25th, belongs to him. This is his day and his birthday. Let's not forget that day and all the days that followed, all climaxed by the third day after his terrible death, the day that he walked out of the tomb alive. Praise God that we have a Lord that came in time and space to save his people. There is no fairy tale here, only fact. Jesus lived, died, rose, and is coming again to take me, us, home. This is Christmas." Many times as a child, my concept of Christmas stopped at the foot of the Christmas tree, where all sizes of boxes lay wrapped in their beautiful paper. But nowadays, my mind looks farther into the whole matter. I try to remember the real tree, the tree that Jesus hung on, and the gift that's found there. There is a beautiful old hymn, "Beneath the Cross of Jesus," and that's where our gift lies. The gift of life, eternal life. Life because of his death. And it all started very inconspicuously with the birth of a Jewish child, Jesus, the Lord. Wrapping, "And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger." Luke chapter 2. The trimmings, "And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And that's continuing in Luke chapter 2. The contents, "But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons." Galatians chapter 4. And then the gift tag, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Luke 2:11. The purpose, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." That favorite, John 3:16. Yes, the gift tag says it's for you, a Savior. The proper response, "Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift." The question, "Have you received God's Christmas gift?"